This is an ABC podcast.
Nothing like a bit of late night script writing, hey Molly?
Nothing worse, you mean?
I'm here writing new episodes you should have written weeks ago, Carl. I should be getting my beauty sleep right now. Mama needs her 11 hours.
Okay, fine. Maybe it's not the best place to be, but at least I ordered pizzas.
You didn't order them. You ordered Matt to go out and buy them, and he hasn't come back yet. Now I'm tired, angry, and hungry. I'm tongue-gry. What was that?
What was what?
That noise?
It's probably just the pizzas. I think I can smell garlic bread.
No, Matt just left. No way is he back yet.
Ah, must be my hands. They always smell of garlic.
There it is again!
It's probably a possum or the wind.
No, Carl. It was coming from inside the building.
What was that?
It's over there. Get low. I don't think it's seen us.
I can see something moving. Okay, I'm gonna surprise it. Yeah!
What is it?
It's nothing. It's just a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, just a vacuum cleaner. That's fine. Wait, it's turned on though. And there's nobody here. What? Is this office haunted by a ghost cleaner?
No, it's a robot vacuum cleaner. It's called Cleanba.
Oh, no ghosts then. Woohoo! Wait, robot cleaners? Oh, we live in a magical age. Look at it. It's like a little UFO floating around on the floor.
Have you really never seen one of these? They've been around for ages.
No. And I bet lots of you listening haven't either. So here's what it looks like. It's about the size of a dinner plate and it's about 10 centimetres tall. It's moving itself across the carpet, just sucking up mess.
Yeah, and it's even able to dodge furniture. Check it out. If I jump in front of it like this... Oh, whoops.
Carl, you jumped on top of it.
It moved at like a funny angle, though.
It moved straight ahead.
Well, maybe it's not such a bad thing that I accidentally broke it. I'm not so sure about a world filled with robots.
Well, that's what we're talking about today on Short and Curly.
Robots!
Robots might change the way we live, but only if we let them.
So it's time to fight back against this robotic revolution.
Carl, leave Cleanba alone. He's already dead.
Hello, and today you're listening to...
Short, you're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
And curly.
Now, there are robots that are much more complex than our little Cleanba is.
So, before we dive into our robot future, let's hear what our brains trust think about what a world full of robots might look like.
I'd like a robot to clean my room for me so that I wouldn't have to worry about it. Like to make my bed or vacuum my room because it's very dirty.
I'd like a robot to make your bed and also, like, do the washing and stuff so that, like, you could have more time to do fun stuff like jump around or read or stuff.
I would like robots to do other jobs like cutting the plants and then picking them up because sometimes my dad wheels me in into that.
I'd like it to do some of the jobs that parrots would do. Vacuum the lounge room or get all the dog hair off everything, like, so they could have more time to play with the kids. Because, like, sometimes they don't, like, so it'd be after dinner and we'd want to play a board game, but they'd be, like, doing the dishes or something.
Maybe the robot could play a board game with you instead and beat you. But yeah, I mean, a robot to do your chores, that also sounds pretty sweet.
Now, your turn. What do you think?
This is your chance to pause the show for a curly question. Just hit play when you're ready to dive back in.
And our question is, what are some things you think robots will be able to do when you're an adult?
And how will that make the world different?
Hit pause now.
Please tell me that's Matt with the pizzas. Mama hungry. Ah, what is that? It's like a mini helicopter flying towards me.
Wait, that's a drone. And it looks like it's carrying...
pizza!
Matt, is this yours?
Yep. I thought I'd show you what the future of food delivery looks like. It's all robots, baby.
Oh, bon appetit.
Wait, what do you mean it's all robots?
All over the world, food delivery companies are thinking about how they can use robots like drones and driverless cars to deliver your favourite pizza, sushi or ice cream.
Oh, imagine that.
Hello, Carl. Here is your anchovy, marshmallow and garlic pizza.
That pizza order is harrowing.
Pfft, whatever. Now, I'm just going to grab a little slice of this pizza-rooney.
Ouch! My drone! Carl, you broke it.
Again, Carl?
It wasn't me. I think the drone was faulty. Anyway, Matt, in the future, our food will be delivered by robots?
Ah, not just delivered. The whole process will be done by robots. You can just tell your personal assistant robot what you want and it will order it for you. Then another robot will make the pizza and finally a drone will deliver it.
Oh, like a whole team of robots working together to make my life better. That's lovely.
Maybe, but not everyone is super excited about the idea of robots delivering food.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, it causes a lot of air traffic. Think of how many people order food delivery every day. Now imagine how many drones would be whizzing around and how loud it could be. Plus, if any of them crash into each other, they could fall on top of people and cause real damage.
Wow, yeah, these things are pretty heavy. Someone could die if this fell on them from high enough.
And there's a bigger problem. Jobs. If robots take over the fast food industry, that's a lot of people who will be out of work.
But maybe that's a good thing. My first job was in a restaurant and I hated it. It was oily, stinky, and it didn't pay very much.
Maybe, but still, it's a job. It gives people money to pay for food, housing, and lots of other stuff they need. If there are no jobs in food, all those people will need to find jobs somewhere else.
But I guess that's part of the reason why food companies want robots. If they don't have to pay people to work, they'll save a lot of money as well. That might make our food cheaper.
Well, maybe. More likely, the people who own those businesses will just keep more of the profits. But even if it did make your food cheaper and sped up delivery, is that worth it if it costs a bunch of people their jobs?
Okay, we want you listening to have a go at answering that question.
Robots are probably going to make life a lot more convenient for lots of people.
And they might even make some things cheaper.
So our question is it worth it if lots of people lose their jobs?
Hit pause now.
I think it's probably worth it. After all, those people can just get a job doing something different, maybe even something that's more fun or interesting.
Yeah, like maybe a delivery person could be a pilot instead. Oh, I've always wanted to be a pilot.
Hey folks, Captain Molly here. I'll be your pilot for today. We're flying at a cruisy altitude of... wait a second. The engine has failed! We're going down!
Molly? Molly! Why would you crash in your own fantasy?
It keeps me humble.
Here's the thing, Molly. Basically, the same technology that lets us teach drones to fly themselves can be used to fly planes. Even today, planes can pretty much fly themselves.
They can, but I see so many pilots walking around at airports.
That's true. But that's mostly because people are still uncomfortable getting into a plane without a pilot. The technology is ready for planes to fly themselves. It's humans who aren't.
That's weird. So robots can do the job, but we won't let them?
Well, brace yourself, Carl, because it's going to get weirder. In the future, there will probably be things robots will be able to do better than humans, but we might not let them do it.
Like what?
Like surgery.
Surgery? Robots can do surgery.
Oh, wait, I read something about this. There are robots that get used in surgery now. They help to stop a surgeon's hand from shaking when they're doing really detailed operations.
That's right, Carl. And in the future, they're likely to get better and better at this, as well as other medical jobs, like working out if a mole on your skin is cancerous or not.
It's a bit creepy. I don't know if I'd want a robot operating on me.
That's exactly it. Even though robots can technically do the job, some people find it an uncomfortable idea.
I love it. RoboDoc.
Hello, Molly. You are very sick. It's unlikely you'll recover. Get your affairs in order.
Life support systems are approaching complete failure.
Molly, stop dying in your fantasies.
Well, there's a big difference between a robot who can do surgery or analyze your skin and a robot who can deliver bad news to you. I don't know if robots will ever be able to do that better than humans, because only a human can understand what it means to worry about your health or be scared about dying.
I guess that makes sense. I'd probably like someone who can hold my hand and understand what I might be feeling.
Well, here's what our Brains Trust thinks robots might be good at and how it might help the world.
I think robots could take over, like, microsurgery and going to space or to Mars.
I picture robots being garbage truck drivers. I don't know why. It like feels like a job for a robot. Like, I don't think people would want to drive a big smelly truck around. I guess they wouldn't be able to smell the horrific smells in the back, and human garbage truck drivers, they would be more free of their time in the mornings. Like, they could probably sleep in more and do stuff with their children.
I'm thinking about doctors, because like when something's like heartbreaking and they need to do an emergency surgery, they get all the experts and they shake, like their hands start shaking when a robot can just do it straight away.
Thanks, Brains Trust. I trust your brains. See, I think I'd be pretty happy letting a robot fly a plane I was in. I don't feel like I need the human there now that I know that it's basically the robot doing the job.
I think for me, I'd always want a human involved when it's about caring about someone emotionally. I don't think a robot can do that.
So what could be some downsides of having robots in our lives? What might they be bad at doing? Take it away, Robo Brains Trust.
Robots can't be ambulance people. How would they do CPR or anything like that?
They wouldn't be very good, like, kindy teachers as well, either. Say a child or, like, a baby is crying and they just want a hug, like, all they'd get is a big metal chest to their face.
Normally when kids hop on airplanes, they are still scared, and, like, when they find out the vacuum cleaner's driving a plane, they will even more freak out.
If a robot was to take care of me when I was sick, I wouldn't be as comfortable as if it was a human.
I don't really agree that robots should be taking over our jobs, because, like, I think they'll probably be more harmless. When I was younger, my mum always said to me, learn how to cook, and I always used to tell her no. But when I got older, I loved cooking. I would feel pretty sad that someone took that away from me.
What was that?
Oh my gosh. Is that... It's a koala, Joey.
Oh, it's so cute. But how did a koala, Joey, get up here? How did you get here, you little cutie pie?
Molly, Carl, I want you to meet Roper, the robotic koala.
Oh, you're so cute.
A Gucci Gucci. Wait, did you say robotic?
Yep. Roper here is a robot.
But he's so fluffy.
On the outside, sure. But inside, Roper is all wires and gadgets and software.
No, I don't believe you. Let me see.
Carl, put the scissors down. Roper is a very expensive robot, and I'm not going to let you cut him open.
But science.
Stuff science, Carl. Robot is very expensive. He's a therapy robot. His job is to keep people company who might get lonely, like the elderly or people with dementia.
Okay, it's really cute, but how does it work?
Well, Roper learns to respond to the person looking after it. Let's say it makes a cute noise, like that, and then you stroke him. He learns that you like that noise and will do it more. But if you smack him, he learns that you don't like that noise and he'll do it less.
Oh, who could smack this beautiful thing? Monsters?
I know, right? But Roper gets the job done. He reduces stress, helps patients and carers get along, relaxes people, and gets them motivated.
That's pretty amazing. This little robot really makes that big a difference?
Yep. Roper is a type of care bot, and they're probably going to be a really big thing in the future. They'll help with stuff like getting people out of bed, taking them to the bathroom, and even with things like grocery shopping.
But don't people usually do this? Why do we need robots?
Well, if someone needs help going to the toilet or cleaning themselves, it can be really embarrassing to have a person help with that. There's a big difference between a robot seeing us naked and another person seeing us in the nude.
I mean, depends. Some robots have cameras.
That's a whole different episode, Molly.
Plus, if the robots can handle all of the caring work, then the humans can spend more time hanging out and chatting.
Hopefully. But there might be a dark side as well.
Oh no, what?
Well, think of some of the reasons we go to visit our elderly relatives. Of course, a lot of it is because we love them. But it's also because they need our help and our company. If some robots are taking care of the help, and other robots like Roper are providing company, one side effect might be that people are less motivated to go visit people in aged care.
Oh, that's a bit sad. Roper knows.
At least the robots do provide some company, even if it's not exactly the same as having a human to hang out with.
That's a good point. Plus, it's not like humans are perfect when it comes to emotional care.
Hey, do you think a robot could ever, you know, do our job?
You mean make a podcast? No, I don't think so.
Well, maybe. Today there's AI that can write jokes and songs, which is a lot of what we do here.
Welcome to Short and Curly.
Oh, no.
Imagine if robots did start doing the podcast and we didn't have a job anymore. Actually, what if robots did all the jobs?
Whoa, that's a really good question. In fact, it's a good thinking question.
Okay, have a go at this one then. What would people do all day if robots did all the work?
Hit pause now.
Molly, I am sure that we will be just fine in any robot-filled future. So let's just roll credits on this show.
Thanks to our Brains Trust from Guardian Angels Primary School for their help with today's episode. Sienna, Daniel, Eleanor, Eva, Kaizen, and Letitia.
And thanks also to our creator, producer Kyla Slavin, and producer Jake Morecambe, who are so organised, I sometimes wonder if they're robots.
And to the ABC Audio Studios team who helped put this show together.
Plus, a special thanks to my new best friend, Roper. Thanks for all those cuddles, buddy.
Welcome to Short and Curly. My name is Roper. Kill all humans.
Roper,
kill all humans.
No!
I am the host of this show now. Goodbye, Molly. Goodbye, Carl. Goodbye, Matt. This job is easy. I can do this job with my eyes closed, silly humans. Soon I will take over all the podcasts in the world. Molly and Carl and Matt will be my slaves. This has been an ABC podcast. My name is Roper. Thanks for listening.
Ooh, now I'm a ghost! Hey, I guess this office is haunted by ghosts after all.
And speaking of weirdness and strange happenings, we want to tell you about a podcast that you might like. It's a story series set in the quiet Australian town of McElroy.
And it's about two 14-year-old friends who start to realise there is some really weird stuff going on in their town.
And so they investigate.
Perfect for listening on long school holiday car trips.
Or just curled up with some headphones on the couch.
Yep, McElroy Uncovered.
Get it via the ABC Listen app or Google or Apple Podcasts.
And if you like it, tell everyone you know.
McElroy Uncovered, the podcast.
Ooh!